This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Tonight we have a very special guest and one of my favorite people. His name is Stephen Lewis, and he founded something called the AIM Program. And tonight we're going to have a special discussion. Self-healing with AIM, or becoming the first in history of your family with no family history, except the good stuff. Now, that means that if you've been carrying a disease that you've inherited and it has not manifested yet, that the AIM program can help you get rid of that tendency. Stephen Lewis is the developer of the AIM program of energetic balancing and co-author of the book Sanctuary, The Pathway to Consciousness. After decades of extensive study and practice in the healing arts and quantum mechanics, he closed his referral practice that he had in 1999 to launch the Energetic Matrix Church of Consciousness and the AIM program. His spiritual holographic self-healing technology has helped nearly 60,000 people worldwide heal. And what Stephen finds to be the energetic causes between disease potentials, 24/7 is how this works. And they lead their busy lives. As you lead your busy life, you're healing while you're in the program. And though he continues his relentless expansion of AIM, all-inclusive method, he makes time to update his AIM participants weekly on his Everything is Energy radio show, and he adds to his library of healing-related articles featuring such intriguing titles as Deconstructing, Reconstructing Humpty Dumpty. Stephen's timeless novel, Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, chronicles his decades of work and private practice and the eventual evolution of the AIM program. BBS Radio has put Stephen Lewis and all of his information up on the guest spot area so that you can click on it at any time you wish. And you also can look at and listen to the Let's Find Out archives, because not only do we have three shows by Stephen Lewis, but we have two shows by his partner, Roberta. And this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. Good evening, Stephen.
Hello.
So how and when did your interest in healing begin?
Well, basically, you're asking me, when did I first become self-involved?
Absolutely.
And that's a long time ago. When I was a little boy, I was kind of a prodigy. And my parents, notably my mother, would say to me, son, do what you got to do quickly because we don't live long. And that really upset me. I mean, first of all, my first question was, well, then why did you breed? If you know this about us, why continue it? Well, now I know why it happened, but I didn't know then. But because of that, I became interested in, so what are these things that make everybody transition so early on? I mean, I am by far, in a way, the oldest male in my family that anyone can remember. I'm like Methuselah, relatively speaking. So I understood, I kind of intuited, Elizabeth, that there was no real answer for me at the time in terms of conventional medicine. And I kind of gravitated, I think, courtesy of my grandfather, who was a student of the Kabbalah, I gravitated toward the idea of healing, even before I understood what that meant. And understanding what it means is a lifetime's work.
So that was an intuitive thing that you were born with. That's good.
Well, I was born with it, and I got a little bit of help from everybody. My mom saying, hurry up, son, before you roll over, and all these things. So I ended up looking into what is this thing called healing? I mean, I didn't know what it was. It wasn't treatment. But since then, I've come to understand this. I know many, 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 many physicians. Any physician who doesn't understand the role of healing in dealing with his patients shouldn't have any, as far as I'm concerned. He shouldn't have
any. Yes, and what you're referring to, Stephen, is our self-input as we heal. The patient who's sick needs to have as much responsibility as the doctor who's healing him.
Well, you know, fundamentally, you heal yourself or you don't. It's the difference between someone going, being told they have a terminal condition mm-hmm. and being in hospice, and 10 years later they're playing tennis, and mm-hmm. someone else going in to have a hangnail treated, and they transition. The difference mm-hmm. between the two is healing. Healing is something that is fundamental to us, and it is not proprietary to anyone. And healing can only be done by you. You know, that's not blasphemy. Every great healer, be it Jesus or Buddha or whomever, has always spoken of, you could do better stuff than this.
Yes, that's true.
If you only had the faith of a mustard seed. I'm not much of a chef, but I assume mustard seeds aren't that impressive. Everyone has said that, and in my work, in my experience, it's true. You can heal yourself, but you may need some help.
Absolutely. Help and support, especially with the subconscious. And, Stephen, that's where a lot of things get trapped, and that's what we don't know how to talk to. And, of course, we talk to that through meditation and prayer, but people don't really know how to talk to the subconscious. And may I say, I've been in the AIM program more than 12 years, and I do believe that when you put a thought to the subconscious, that you can manifest a healing along with the energetic balance I'm receiving from you. Is that
correct?
Without
a doubt. But, you know, Elizabeth, let's hope that we do this again, let's say in another decade, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you and I can talk and say, Jesus, you know, there was so much about healing that I was totally unconscious of at that time. And now I understand it.
Well, you know
what
brought it
to my attention. 10 years after that, you'll say the same thing, and so will I.
You know what brought it to my attention? You and I shared that I lost my identical twin this month to pancreatic cancer, and I wanted to know how that affected me. What was in my DNA? She was not in the AIM program. She was a smoker and a drinker, and so what? We have the same genes, we have the same blood, we have the same DNA. What happened that she was susceptible to this and I'm not?
No, you were born. She was identical, truly identical.
Yes.
You were born with the same genetic code and the same DNA.
Correct.
However, that is not fixed unto eternity. You can change your DNA, you can change your genetic code. And I know you have. For example, you don't have the frequency of hereditary cancer. And your twin obviously did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she was truly your identical twin, she had it and you had it. You healed it, so it's gone.
Well, I had had a cancer scare in the 70s, Stephen, and had a hysterectomy at that time. But I certainly, so I must have had it. That was before I knew you, so that I must have had it at that point. But I don't have to have a fear now of anything that she had that may have killed the body, correct?
Right. Well, you know, if you speak about what you did have and have healed, good. So what? It's like, you know, that's good. You know, congratulations. Now let's move on and on. And there's always more. And that's part of this entire issue. What you have to do, your responsibility, you're never going to be done, Elizabeth. You and I, I don't know how old we're going to be. And I'm kind of old. But I don't know how old we're going to be. We're still not going to be done. There is no end. There's always more.
Well,
and that's consciousness because a decade ago, there are things that I didn't understand at all that to me are obvious. What is consciousness? They were unconscious to me a decade ago. Now they're crystal clear. Does that mean I'm finished? No, because as I just said to you a minute ago, a decade from now, I'll make the same statement, and so will you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we're growing.
Well, the AIM program stands for All-Inclusive Method. How many imbalances have you identified so far, Stephen? I need the audience to know. And are there other balancing energies to help us emotionally or psychologically heal?
Yes, you know what?
Anti-aging.
I think my fantasy, Elizabeth, is as I'm about to transition, I'm going to sit up and say, at last, I've got it together, and then I'm just going to go. Because there's always going to be more. There are about 500,000 imbalance frequencies I've found.
Wow.
Now, that's roughly 500,000. Now, I say I found, that's not from square one. I mean, I had a slide of, say, adenocarcinoma of the lung. I just figured out its frequency.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I discovered it. It was there. I said, what's its frequency in units of consciousness? So, but the program has about 500,000 frequencies, imbalances and balancing frequencies. And, if there are 25,000 more next year, it'll still be about 500,000.
Well,
that's
Stephen, here's a question that I'm being asked through an email by somebody. Do the participants have to select their own frequency, and how do they know which ones to select, and how fast can it be healed?
Elizabeth, there is absolutely nothing about you do not know. Now, when I'm doing an evaluation, I begin knowing nothing about you. I don't take a course. Are you in Philadelphia right now?
I'm in New Jersey right now,
okay,
but I'm out of Philadelphia.
I know, so am I. Mm-hmm. I don't go to U of P or Temple and say, let's take a course in Elizabeth Swain, Elizabeth Joyce Swain. I know nothing. I look and I'm scratching, trying to see what is she about? What imbalances are present? What's there? I am looking and see, and you know what? I'll find a great deal. I'll find a lot. But I'll miss something. Inevitably, invariably.
Sure. There's
because
so much.
I'm on the outside scratching, trying to get in.
But don't you think that part of the outside scratching, trying to get in, is the new mixture of all of the air and the jet stream and all of the things that we can catch or cling to us
no,
as
no,
we're
No, I'm never
going
to be in the inside of you. I am on the inside of me, and I'll only be on the inside of me. You are on the inside of you. You know all about you. Now, when I say you know all about you, that doesn't necessarily mean you can articulate it. I mean, think about it. How many dogs and cats and horses and whatever are on the AIM program?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a horse in the world that go, I have adenocarcinoma with a lung. I don't believe it, and I don't,
And people, when they find out that they have a disease, Stephen, they really get quite lost and panicky, and they don't know what to do. Do you think that if you're manifesting something and it gets diagnosed and you come on the AIM program, that there's a chance for something serious to be healed?
There's a chance of something what? Serious?
Serious, yeah, serious.
Look, I think the paradigm is nobody gets out of this alive.
Mm-hmm.
The question is why and what and when. Now, as far as I'm concerned, if you are told you have something wrong with you, at this point in my life, you're given welcome information about what you need to heal, and so you can do it. And for me, the first thing is to say, is there any help I need for this? And I'm not proud. Whatever helps, whatever works, I want it.
I call this my health plan, my health care
right.
plan. Being on the AIM program is, and we've often said that. I wanted you to talk to our audience and the participants more a little bit about the trade tour and the trays and understand what the trays are and how this is helpful to the body?
Well, you know, what I can describe is the most external and peripheral aspect of everything and anything. There are, if you take a tray tour, you will see a huge stack of aluminum trays with thousands and thousands and thousands of photographs on them. And a lot of those photographs are duplicated. That's part of the AIM program. It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
And these trays are connected via wires to a massive, massive computer bank, generating frequencies 24/7. It never stops. It has its own power grid and backup. It's not going to stop. No, it doesn't have any dependency upon the power of where we have these computers. It never stops, and it's generating frequencies in units of consciousness. That's what you don't see. You see wires and trays and photos. You don't see frequencies any more than you see the electricity in the wire in as going to your lamp.
So as the person is receiving the vibration.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth?
As the person is receiving the vibration from the trays, that works on their energetic field and removes the imbalances, correct?
Well, yes, but you're jumping ahead a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Because you asked me, that's okay. You asked me a question about you selecting.
Yes.
There are frequencies. It was originally one when we wrote the book, Sanctuary. Now there are probably, I don't know, 70, 80 frequencies we call Rosetta frequencies. What they do is they allow you to focus entirely upon the imbalances you need to heal and ignore the rest. And that's critically important, because there ain't anybody in the world who can or ever could have focused on 500,000 things. Forget about it. You can think 20 moves ahead in chess. You're a grandmaster. Don't even consider 500,000. I mean, it's not, but these Rosetta frequencies, they're called Rosetta frequencies because they translate. They translate the language of you. And so maybe you and I at one point had this frequency of adenocarcinoma of the lung. Well, yeah, if we did, when one of us healed it, he stopped focusing on it. And then when the other one healed it, the other one stopped focusing. This is what happens. You will select what imbalances you need and keep selecting until you no longer need to select, because you've healed whatever it is. And this is healing. Healing, and this is the technology of healing. There is a spirituality of healing. And I certainly can't say I'm an expert in any kind of spirituality. I don't even know who is an expert. I've met the Dalai Lama. I've met a lot of people, but I don't know. Maybe they are. Mm-hmm. But I certainly understand the technology. And what I do is compel you to focus on whatever you need to heal, and focus until you've healed it. Now, that's the help that we at EMC Squared, the AIM program, does. What we do is we are gadflies. We help you with redundancy. You never get a break, and you ain't going to get a break until you don't need it. Once you've healed something and it's gone, then you have a break. You've earned your break. You've got it. But, oh, wait a second. There may be something else. No more break. You're back at work.
It's like peeling an onion.
It's like peeling an onion, and it's exactly like that. That's always been the paradigm of homeopathy. But, you know, the interesting thing is, if you want to get to the deepest, deepest layers of the onion, you know where they are, Elizabeth?
In the center, in the heart of the
onion. Wrong. They're on the outside.
Oh, the skin,
onions,
huh?
The onions grow from the inside out.
So how fast can these
imbalances
be cleared?
Nobody thinks about that. except a lunatic like me. Go ahead.
How fast can these imbalances be cleared, Stephen?
Well, imbalances can be healed. It's contingent upon how long you've had them. The longer you've had them, the more intractable they are, the longer it takes. But functionally speaking, whatever you've acquired, if you acquire whatever it may be, the frequency of a given disease imbalance today, it will be gone today, maybe tomorrow, if you're a slow type. But if you've had it for, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, it may take a week.
In my experience with AIM, that if I do get something like the cold or a flu, and I concentrate on the balance, coming back into balance again with my meditations and prayers, that it may take me a day to get over it, and it may take another person 3 weeks. I think, in my experience, that I have healed faster from anything that I have through the AIM program.
Yeah, but you have an edge, Elizabeth. Number one, you're on the AIM program, and number two, healing and spiritual technology is the basis of your work, your life.
Yes.
And so that gives you, a hell of an edge. and you deserve
can't
it.
Do that. People can't do it. That, can they not, Stephen? Can they not help themselves heal quickly?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Exactly. I believe what Christ said is true. Greater stuff than this you could do if you had the faith of the proverbial mustard seed. Now, but this is all part of this incredible, extraordinary mystery. This is all part of what healing is, consciousness. And healing and consciousness are spirituality. You can't separate those words.
No, that's absolutely true. The thing that focused with me when my sister was passing was, of course, I'm seeing her in that bed, and it's like looking at yourself, Stephen. And I know that I had a fear, of dying, that maybe it was my time. I'm an identical twin. And I had a fear of maybe this is going to happen to me. And then I would concentrate knowing that I've done everything I can to keep myself in balance. And I didn't feel pulled into that fear, but I think other people might. So can we talk about that a little bit?
We can, but who can really answer for anyone but himself?
Well, with regard to the AIM program and how it helps subconsciously is what I'm referring to.
Well, to answer that, what is consciousness? And consciousness to me is something that can, it doesn't always, but it can grow and grow and grow. And the degree to which you are conscious is the degree to which you are connected to the universe. And when that happens, Elizabeth, you are pulling in all the help you can from everyone and everything in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And the more conscious you are, the more help you are getting. Because consciousness is what you use to create your life, for better or for worse. If you have a low level of consciousness, you will create and sustain pancreatic cancer, for example.
Okay.
If you have a high level of consciousness, you will heal it. It still comes down to you. You are still, ultimately, your responsibility. And you are in charge of you. And you can heal anything. Anything.
Well, here's a question coming through the emails. Are there other balancing energies that help us heal emotional or psychological things, or to help us with anti-aging, especially the anti-aging?
Well, on the AIM program, there are many thousands of frequencies that what I call enhancing frequencies that are anti-aging. Frequencies about regeneration, and that's physical, but frequencies having to do with regeneration at the neural level. Your mind, etc. Frequencies having to do with your spiritual regeneration. And there are so many balancing frequencies And there will be many, 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 many more. As whenever I'm guided to something of that sort, that's my work. That's what I do.
Absolutely.
I figure it out, and then I check to see. If I put it on the AIM program, and I do, I'm not finished. I check to see, okay, is anybody selecting this frequency? Maybe I'm not, but if you are, if someone else is, if I see it's being selected, this is an enhancing frequency, good. If no one's selecting it, then I think I've made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And I make plenty of them. But that's part of my work. That's what I do. Now, what other things are there? You know, I said before, whatever works is fine. There's no one who can speak of healing in a proprietary sense.
Healing existed before.
It existed before you and I were born. It existed from the moment humanity existed.
Ellen wants to know.
Anything that works, works. But, you know, what makes things work is really your intention.
Right. Ellen is asking about karma and emotional imbalances. Are we healing those aspects of ourselves as well? And how can we do that? How can we heal our own karma?
Well, how can we help it? That's why we're here. I mean, you came here, let's just say hypothetically, you came here with a frequency for pancreatic cancer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you have an identical twin who had it, you probably did. Now, and that is your karma. If you no longer have it, you healed that karmic imbalance. If you wish to speak scientifically, you can say, these are my genetic imbalances. These are my hereditary imbalances.
Right.
If you wish to speak in a different tongue, you can say, these are my karmic issues. Either way, you're saying the same thing. And I don't have any preference to which language you use, because who cares about the language? What matters to me is you healing and me and us helping you heal whatever you need to heal, whatever it may be, because it's different for each person. And I don't need to know what you need to heal. I need to know that whatever it takes for you to heal what you need to heal, I am helping you find that.
Now,
that's my work.
Family members and identical twins all have the same heredity imbalances. Is that true? And
No, not family members. Oh, no. In fact, identical twins, yes. Now, I've been fortunate enough to have, maybe 15 or 20 or 30 sets of identical twins. And I've checked, and I've found that when they get here, they have the same imbalances, the same hereditary or genetic code.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a number of these sets of twins where one person's on AIM and one isn't, much the same as you and your sister. And I've watched that change. And I've measured that change. Now, as far as families, no. I mean, even fraternal twins don't have the same hereditary imbalance.
No, that's true.
But identical twins, yes. But so what? You are still in charge of your life. And so is your identical twin in charge of his or her life. And you still will create that life for better or for worse. Obviously, since we're here on the radio and your twin has transitioned, you're creating it for the better.
Exactly.
It's not hard to keep score, is it?
No. Now we're going to take a break. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and my wonderful guest is Stephen Lewis of EMC Square or energeticmatrix.com. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about animals a little bit, and we're going to talk about other things that the AIM program can do and other forms and energetic balancing and what Stephen does that's different from other healers. Back in a bit. Thank you.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bi-monthly in three regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone radio show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone radio and TV show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. Is it a headache or someone wishing you ill? Is a sudden change in behavior due to drugs or the influence of evil? Do you find it hard to pray, to reach out to God? Psychic attack is more common than one might think and is a malady that can be overcome by specific metaphysical and spiritual treatment. Elizabeth Joyce clearly explains what the symptoms of psychic attack are, where it comes from, how you can overcome the attack, and what simple exercises and meditations you can do to protect yourself from future attacks. She compares psychic attacks from days gone by with their modern counterparts and illustrates with anecdotes and examples. Is there any such thing as a ghost, and can they harm you? Can other people's negative and destructive thoughts harm you? If so, you can take steps to protect yourself from these energies. Although you would seek and find help with any physical emergency, this book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce, can be helpful by your learning good spiritual practices for clearing away negative energies and keeping up with the housework of the soul. Then, if something overthrows you, there are some good strategies at hand so you can begin to remove them. Learn what to do as well as what not to do. Elizabeth Joyce is an expert on ghost busting, and she has been to court on many occasions helping people get their money back from the gypsies and so-called psychic stealers. This is a book that you'll want to pick up and keep in your library because it's a how-to book as well as an informative book. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce is available at Amazon.com as well as the website www.new-visions.com. Be sure to pick up Psychic Attack. You will want to hear Elizabeth's personal story as well as get this great information that could be helpful to you and your family in the future. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's Find Out is looking for guests for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share. As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thank you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com, and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. This week, the book that we are recommending everybody to read is the book Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness by Stephen Lewis and Eric Slauson. In regard to Stephen Lewis and the AIM program, he believes that everything is energy and that everything is possible, as said by Albert Einstein. Everyone has a frequency, and if these frequencies are out of balance with our natural harmony, then they can be identified and removed. I have seen wonderful results with the AIM program. I have been in the AIM program for more than 10 years, and I could not exist without it. This is a giant step into the inevitable future where each of us is in our own totality, and we become enlightened healers, vibrating to a higher frequency with the oneness of the divine. I have found that in my higher self, I can exist and co-create, and so can you. More than half a century after Einstein described the energetic unity of the world in his famous equation, E equals mc squared, we finally begin to understand the spiritual and mystical implications of his discovery. Sanctuary, the Path to Consciousness, is about a miraculous possibility that emerges when we see the universe as a matrix of frozen light, the spiritual manifestation of our unitive consciousness. This is a book that is a must in everyone's metaphysical library. Sanctuary, a novel by Stephen Lewis and Eric Slauson. Except it isn't really a novel. It shows you how the system works, and you can come into the AIM program anytime you're ready. Get the book and let's find out.
Growing stronger with each
This is Elizabeth Joyce back with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And that was Mama Cass singing There's a New World Coming. And although Mama Cass sang that in the 60s, we're really, really well on our way to this new world in the new millennium. My guest tonight is Stephen Lewis of the AIM program, energeticmatrix.com. And welcome back, Stephen.
Well, pleasure once again to be with you.
Can you please tell me how the AIM program is different from other healing techniques?
Well, I can and I can't. I'll tell you why. I don't presume to know the exact technology of everyone else or every other technique that helps augment healing. And so just as, very frankly, I have not been forthcoming to tell everyone exactly what is proprietary about the AIM program. And I don't want to make any presumptions. But one of the most, the primary differences are these. Number one, we are relentless. You never get a break. If you need to heal something, and that something is on in our database on the AIM program, mm-hmm. you will focus on it every second of every minute of every day that you've healed it. Excuse me, whether that something is hereditary, whether it's acquired, doesn't matter. You will focus on it, and you will heal it. You'll never get a break. That's number
and
one.
Let's go number on
two,
and talk a little.
And most importantly,
sorry.
Let me just finish this last thing. It is, we deal with things in units of consciousness. That's incredibly important because there is no language, it's universal, other than consciousness. You know, whatever I say to you is might very well be alien to a German or mm-hmm. a Chinaman or a Japanese person, let alone a dog or a cat or a horse. A dog can understand woof, and that's about it. But there is a language that's universal, and that is consciousness. And I believe the frequencies that we use in the AIM program are closer to absolute consciousness than anything I've ever seen. And our program is written in and measures units of consciousness, and everything in the universe has a footprint unique in consciousness. There.
And
I got that.
How does this affect animals and birds and horses and your pets? Do they each need to come in singly, or does this help them universally?
I'm not sure I know what you mean, but singly, it's always single.
That's I had asked you.
Each
we
dog is his own dog. Each horse is his own horse. Mm-hmm. If there's a kennel full of dogs and one dog is on AIM, it will not heal the rest of the kennel any more than if you are on the AIM program, and you are, it did not heal even your identical twin.
Okay.
So
that's important because people ask me that all the time. Well, if I come in it, then I'm helping my family, right?
Well,
that's what people ask
you
me.
Are not, in an oblique way, you're helping your family. But remember this, you healing yourself is you dealing with and taking your responsibility. The very fact that you are doing it does not mean everyone in your family, everyone you know, is doing the same thing. You know, we're just not that close. It's everyone has a mother, every mother has children. It doesn't mean they're the same. You are on your own when it comes to healing. You must heal yourself, but you can get help. You can get tons of help, but still you must do the work. It comes back to this. I remember one time I was at Wayne Dyer's house, and when Wayne lived in Boca Raton in Florida. And he turned to me and he said, "Hey, Steve, I have my picture, my photograph, in the DMV, my driver's license. I said, yeah. He said, why isn't it doing anything? I said, what do you want it to do, Wayne? It's just a picture. What would you like it to do? He said, well, why isn't it healing me? I said, look, Wayne, it is your hologram. You, on the AIM program, are using your hologram as a tool to help you heal yourself. If you walk into Home Depot and you see a stack of wood, and you turn around and you see a saw, would you turn to me and say, hey, Steve, how come that saw isn't cutting that wood? What makes it happen? They're just tools, Wayne. What makes it happen is you. It's the power of your intention.
Your decision is what I always say.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the power of your intention.
Yep.
And the very fact that you have an identical twin doesn't mean that twin has the same intention.
Correct.
Or a mother or a father or a dog or a cat or whatever. And it's the power of your intention. And didn't he go and write a book called The Power of Intention?
Someone did.
Well, Wayne did.
Wayne Dwyer. Oh, that's correct.
Oh, yeah. And I called him up. I said, hey, Wayne, you owe me money. I gave you a title.
So now you've been in this for over 50 years. What drives you to continue to expand your program? And it is expanding. Is that not true?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. What drives me? This is my life's work. It's not all there is in life to me. I have my wife. I have, you know, my friends, I have, you know, the animals, and I have, but this is my life's work. And there is always more. And the very fact that I've been blessed, look, I've been given work in my life that is my passion, my burning passion. At the same time, it helps people. It helps with 50, 60,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I've been given that, I think, is just a monumental blessing. And so it's not that I'm driven, although in a way I am. I don't like leaving loose ends. Mm-hmm. I like, and I'm going to leave a loose end because I'll never be done. I'll pass on the torch. Pardon me?
Yeah, you will pass on. I was going to say, are there others that will be able to do this work after you?
Absolutely. And you know
what? And that's important.
Yeah, it is. And they're not as good as I am at this, but you know what? They're not going to be as good as I am until they don't have me to fall back on.
Well, that's absolutely true. I understand that very well, especially when you're bringing up children. They're not as good as you are until they're in their own life.
Well, because when you have to do it yourself, you suddenly get a lot better.
Correct. And also, it's something within you that the original person that discovers something usually does have the dedication and the feelings towards it. So how can people get on the AIM program? Can you give us that information?
Yeah, well, I think you can give it out the same as I can. I mean, first of all, if you want more information, the website is great.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's energeticmatrix.com.
Or aimprogram.com.
Okay. And my personal one is aim2livewell.info.
Okay. That's fine. You can say yours again. For me, simpler is always better. I like simple. I am an avowed enemy in life of high maintenance. But aimprogram.com is good, and you can give yours again, obviously. If you want more information, I want to talk to someone about it. We have people who can talk to you. No one's going to try and sell you because you can't sell spirituality.
That's true.
It just can't sell it. But people can help you with some questions, and that's a toll-free number, 877-500-3622. And you can get a lot of information that way. And the website itself, as I said, tons of information, a bunch of articles I've written, and Evan and Roberta, And Elizabeth Joyce. That's tons of information.
So the AIM program number, again, if you want to call and get more information, is 877-500-3622. Stephen, this has been a wonderful evening, and in October we're going to have Roberta on, and she's going to talk to women, and she's going to talk about hereditary imbalances and pregnancies. So this will be really interesting about being on the AIM program.
Well, you're better off talking to her than me about that.
She's coming on to do that, and it's been wonderful having
you. I've never been
pregnant,
never hoped to be.
Thank you for your time, and I'm sure we'll have you on again soon.
I hope so, and thank you for having me on, Elizabeth.
You're welcome. That was Stephen Lewis from the AIM program, which is at energeticmatrix.com, talking about frequencies and balancing and spiritual healing. This is Elizabeth Joyce with bbsradio.com, and my next guest will be an author. Her name is Mary Lou McIntyre. Please get ready for the meditation. Sit with both feet flat on the floor. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. And we're going into the meditation now. You are preparing to raise your inner vibration to a higher level. Sit in a comfortable chair with both feet flat on the floor in a peaceful place. Close your eyes. Relax your body, mind, and emotions. Inhale slowly and deeply. Retain the breath for as long as is comfortable. Exhale slowly and deeply. Do this over and over until it feels natural. In your mind's eye, recall and envision your earliest life memory. Follow this event, examine it, and let the remembering fill you, but simply witness it. Do not comment, compare, or judge. Then direct and follow and allow your mind to replay all the events you remember in your life. Watch the scenes as detached as you can, without any inner emotions. Witness as if you were watching a complete stranger's life story. As you see your life unfold, you may witness yourself being sentimental about people, places, things, or activities that you are recalling. Inwardly say and feel, "I am now free of these events and am ready to accept the next moment." If you feel a strong relationship with a personal or universal divinity, you may find that it feels right to state, "God, I am giving all this to you. It has always been and always will be yours. Thy will be done." If it's the right prayer, if it leaves you feeling like a part of the universal mosaic, filled with peace and ready for God to carry you away to eternal tranquility, then you are on the right track. This is an attitude more than just a recitation. Repeat your statements as often as necessary until you are so free of reactivity to the events that you are recalling and reliving. As you view the scenes of your life in your mind's eye, if you witness a nostalgic sentimentality towards any aspect of your life, you are not ready to join a higher power in the higher dimensions, and you will reincarnate again as a human. Your rebirth can occur now, or when your meditation ends, or sometime after your life ends. If you are empty of reaction to your individual life, you will be filled with a loving interaction with all life. What have you been carrying that you should have put down and left behind? Do you still harbor feelings of regret, anger, hate, disappointment, or any other negative feelings or fears that apply to events, people, or the things that are not here now? Why do you do this painful activity? Why do you cause separation from your blessed higher self or a higher vibration? Life can be equated to a boat ride, taking you from one shore to another. As the boat goes across the water, it leaves a wake in its path. This wake represents your past. And just like the wake of a boat leaves behind, doesn't propel the boat forward at all, your past doesn't drive you towards the other shore. What's done is done, if only you can be done with it. If you don't face the front of the boat and focus your attention in the present moment, you will not be able to avoid running into the icebergs and other potential hazards that could jeopardize your trip through life. Your karma is fulfilled and up to date at all times. Your clinging to the past and fantasizing about the future is what keeps you paying a karmic debt over and over again. Simply focus on this moment and witness the path your boat is traveling.
This is action free of reaction and further karma. Relax. Melt into your comfortable meditative posture. Focus on your breath and feel and witness its entry, retention, and leaving. Visualize your great-grandparents in your mind's eye. See them be born, have events take place in their lives, and eventually give birth to your grandparents. Visualize your grandparents being born. See them have events take place in their lives and eventually give birth to your parents. Visualize your parents being born and see them going through the events in their lives that eventually included giving birth to you. As clearly as possible, without reacting physically, emotionally, or mentally, allow the movie of these events of your life unfold on the inner scene of your third eye. Witness the events as unattached as you can, and simply leave your attachments to all the events that have resulted in your being here, now, today, in this moment. Know that you are now on the boat ride of your life, and to look back is to reattach to your ancestors and your old karma and all the suffering that clings to it. So look ahead, free of karma, enjoy the ride, and reach out for a higher vibration. Reach out to your new future. Reach out to the fifth dimension. Take a deep breath, relax, and continue the meditation within yourself.